All right, now we're going to talk about something that has become very important in every town, in every state across the United States, and that is the American Rescue Plan Act, which was put together a while ago by Congress, and it's called the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, most commonly referred to as ARPA. And with us this morning is a member of the Sharon Advisory Committee on the ARPA. That's Megan Flanagan. Megan, thanks for joining us this morning here on Robinhood Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is, Sharon was one of the first towns to really openly discuss the fact that they were going to let the community in on this and be a big part on the decision-making on how and where and when those funds are spent. So how did this group first organize, first of all, for people that are listening?
Sure. So we are a group of volunteer residents in Sharon, and we were brought together in support of the Board of Selectmen to advise them on what requests would qualify under the grant terms. So there is a very tight parameters for spending these funds, and which would be the most appropriate to fit the community. So that's what, sort of the impetus of us.
Well, it's, and for people that don't know, I mean, it really is quite a bit of money. So it's almost $800,000.
Correct, right. So we did get, I believe we already have 400 of it, and then we get another 400,000 next spring, I believe, is the layout. So we do get almost $800,000 for support of COVID, the COVID recovery.
Now, what's interesting about this, and which I hope a lot of people know and understand, is that your committee meets twice a month, and I guess you'll probably do so until all the final decisions are made, right?
That's correct, right. So what we will do is we will just continue meeting until we are able to, sort of collate together some recommendations to support the Board of Selectmen in their decision, their final decision. We do, I believe, have to spend this money within 2 years. So there is a window in which we have to, sort of complete this project.
Yeah, December 31st, 2024. Is the date where you have to complete that. Well, I went to the Sharon website, and on the Sharon website, they have a nice link which brings you to your advisory committee resident survey. And I urge all residents, if they have a computer or even if they have a smartphone, go to the site, because you ask a lot of pertinent questions, and these questions all are formulated, so when they're all put together at the end, you can make really direct and right on target recommendations on where that money should be spent.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So we do encourage you to use the website survey form if you can. However, there is a PDF version on that same page that you can print off and mail in. And you can also find some print versions. I believe we have them at the post office and the town hall. So we're not limiting to just an online submission, but we do encourage you to do the online submission if, just for ease of use, if you're able to get onto the internet and connect to that survey. We are hoping to get a lot more responses. We do have some preliminary results. We got about 60 responses so far, which really isn't significant enough, but it does give us sort of an idea of where some of the community is headed. And I'll tell you that some of the results so far are pointing towards supporting the Sharon Fire Department and Ambulance Squad, and then also installing high-speed internet for all homes and businesses. And there was also a bit more support sort of farther behind those first two, but a bit more support in upgrading the technology at the town hall. So we have a lot more options in there, a lot more ideas that came out of sort of discussions that we had with the community, but we also have open fields for you to put in your own suggestions. So again, we really encourage all Sharon residents to fill out that survey. And I will just add, we also have an application for funding. So if you are, in need yourself, please go ahead and check out our website again so that you can fill out that application for support of yourself or your business. As long as it's related to the parameters that we're in here, we're certainly going to take a look at it.
We're speaking with Megan Flanagan, once again, the Sharon ARPA Advisory Committee. And your meetings that you have, they are filmed and they are put up for public viewing if people can't get to them, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you can certainly join if you want to. We do announce them. They are posted. All of our meeting schedule is actually on the Town Hall website. As you mentioned, you can link out to our direct website as well, but our meeting notifications are listed there, and then you can always replay them at a later date if you miss that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you go to the Sharon, Connecticut website, just look for the American Rescue Plan Act, and you'll get a better idea. So now we sit here, and it's very interesting that the fire department and the ambulance squad comes out on top, and then followed by the internet, because what I think most towns are starting to see, even in New York State, is that these departments are under stress. I mean, there's not as many volunteers as there used to be to operate these departments. And if you look at Sharon, I mean, it's not just a fire truck and an ambulance. It's a whole phalanx of equipment and people that really go out so that in any type of situation, we're really safely covered.
That's right. Yeah, you know, one of the big things that I think that our rescue squads ran into in particular with COVID was the PPE, the personal protection equipment that they have, and they really struggled to acquire it and to maintain supplies. So, you know, there's a lot of areas that they could use our support and in turn to support our community.
And the next thing is, of course, internet, because the internet is it's vital not only for business and homeowners, especially people that now, especially which we've learned over the past year and a half, so many people worked from home, but also on an emergency note, it really is. There's a lot of different ways you can contact people and put messaging out by radio and TV. But when you can direct message and get and reach people by internet, it really is a safety concern. And I would expect that those top three will probably remain the same. But I think you'll probably get a lot more people coming in on the internet issue, because that really is an important safety measure for not only Sharon but for all the towns in the region.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, there's a committee that's dedicated to bringing internet to the town of Sharon as well, the Sharon Connect Task Force. So we've been working, I'm actually on that committee as well, and we've been working very hard on finding ways to bring internet to the town of Sharon. So you're absolutely right. That's a big one. And then, you know, I sort of think going hand in hand with that is improving town hall technology, because to your point, you know, really being able to communicate with residents, it's going to be important to be able to have internet to do so, but also to make sure that the town hall is able to continue functioning if there's an outage somewhere where we can still communicate with the town. So you're right. I think that these three are likely going to remain a high in the priority list.
So now let's get down to your committee itself. I mean, regardless of what people have put down so far in the survey, we'll talk about the survey again in just a minute. In your committee, the members that are on your committee, do your wishes match what the public has put up so far?
You know, I would say yes. I think that, you know, in general, as we go through the survey results so far, we are finding that a lot of people are just sort of, you know, writing in the comments that they feel very positive about the compilation of questions, that they feel like they touch on a lot of the areas that they were already considering. But that's why we left sort of the open-ended pieces and the questions. In fact, on the website, you can go bypass the survey and just put your suggestions in at the bottom of the website, because we still want to hear. There's certainly going to be ideas that we didn't come up with. And so, again, that's really the important reason that we reached out to the community, because we wanted to make sure that we tried to address everybody, and we really, you know, as a whole, that we really are touching on everybody's potential issues and figuring out ways to support this community.
And once again, Megan, before we go, let's go over the ways. And folks, if you're listening, pass this along to your friends and neighbors if you're a resident of Sharon. This is not a frivolous survey. This is a real important survey for you to fill out. Let people know, once again, the various ways that they can do this.
Sure. So we do have a link to the website and the survey on the Town of Sharon, Connecticut website, the SharonCT.org. There's also a directory to our website, which is SharonCOVIDRecovery.org, which will get you there. There's also a print version available in the town hall and at the post office. And I believe the library is going to put them out as well. And then lastly, we did mail out a card probably a few weeks ago or about a month ago. It's in a kind of bright green colors, if you look for that. That will give you some information on how to fill out the survey as well. So if you dig that out of your mailbox, that will help direct you as well.
All right. It's an important piece of information that everybody should have. Once again, the American Rescue Plan Act, as it refers to Sharon, Connecticut. Megan, thanks for taking the time and joining us this morning. And please keep us updated on the survey and what the committee is doing.
We will. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Important committee, important questions that you as citizens should respond to, whether it's by going to town hall and getting and responding in writing, or whether it's off the internet or not.